I'm looking now at a hand of Maitreya. Since we don't see his face, he's given to the world in the first place an imprint of his hand, which was placed in a mirror in a bathroom in Barcelona in Spain. It's a funny story. If I have time,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, tell
well,
us.
Well, in this, a colleague of mine living in Barcelona has a mother who has two bathrooms. One she uses for guests, and the other is her own. And she went into the guest bathroom one day, and she saw this imprint of a hand. I said, "Oh dear." So-and-so, the woman who cleans the house, says she's left her handprint, and she took a cloth and wiped it off. And she thought no more about it. And a few days later, she went into her own bathroom, and there on the mirror was the same imprint once again. She said, "Oh dear, this might be important." So she phoned up her son, and he phoned me, and I contacted my master, and he told me that was the imprint of Maitreya. And it's now given to the world to allow people who, whether they believe in him or not, although, of course, if you don't believe in him at all, you probably wouldn't use it, but if you even half believe in it or think it's possible and need help from Maitreya, whether that be for health or some other important reason, not, you know, a bigger car or a bigger house or something, but something that he can do, his help will be given. He says, "My help is yours to command. You have only to ask." And this allows us to invoke through the hand this help. The hand doesn't hold the energy, but it opens a path to him so that anybody can see him, as it were, through the hand.
When you do see him, when he does materialize, this, and as you said, he takes on different shapes. The picture I've seen in Nairobi, have there been any other pictures taken of him since then?
Not that I know of. I wish we had them, but I don't know of any. He appears all over the world. That time in Nairobi was only one of hundreds of such appearances all over the world, where he has created sources of water which are charged with tremendous cosmic energy, which have great healing properties. The one in Nairobi is there. There's one in Mexico. There's a place called Tlacote, which is not far from Mexico City. There's one in India, a place called Nardana, north of Delhi, north of Delhi.
What if you drink this water, Benjamin?
If you drink this water, you if you drink too much of it, you get diarrhea. If you don't drink, if you drink just enough of it, you get very well. It is so highly charged that it recharges every cell in the body, restoring the health of the immune system of humanity, which is sadly depleted because of the pollution which exists in the world, all nuclear radiation.
Could you use some of that water and dump it into other water and it just gets better all over the place? Or is it
probably,
just restricted?
I don't know, but probably.
I mean, there's some people who have, I have a guest, his name is Raymond Grace, and he contends that you're able to do that with water.
Some water, that is true. I don't know whether, I think if you took some of that water and put it in ordinary water, then it would charge, but it would be diluted.